The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Total Bellas edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're back with episode 5 of Total Bellas. I have questions. I have concerns. I have questions. And I feel as if I have been lied to for 5 years. Like, I shouldn't feel that way. But based on tonight's episode, I kind of feel like I was. Am I wrong? Please tell me I'm wrong, because I really want to be wrong right now.
You're not wrong.
Damn it. Okay, so we're just going to do a really quick sum up of the rest of the episode, because the rest of the episode was pretty uneventful. Bree and Daniel sold the Arizona house, so they had to go pack. So Auntie Coco took care of Birdie for a couple days and was told, you know, got all the rules. She was super Coco, you know, no dairy, no eggs, no meat, no peanut butter. You know, basically call Bree if she has to take any medicine.
Hold on. I got to stop you really quick, okay? I know we want to get to the other thing. We'll get there in a second. What does this kid eat then?
Probably breast milk.
I feel bad for this kid.
Well, she's probably...
They're feeding her vegan stuff. I get it, but God, I feel bad for the kid.
Well, but she's probably not old enough to necessarily eat solids. Like, the way that Bree made it sound is it's like you give her egg yolk, you don't give her egg white. So, because she does eat eggs, she just told Nikki not to feed her anything, I think, like, really hard or chewy. Because she's teething right now, but she doesn't have all of her teeth. So she can't quite chew. So what they're doing is they're putting soft foods, mixing in soft foods with her breast milk to supplement her food. And because Nikki wouldn't know how to do that, Bree just is like, just feed her breast milk.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. It's just sort of like, I feel bad for the kid.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for her because it's like, that's definitely no fun. But, you know, Bree's just trying to look out for her daughter. So, yeah. So we had Super Coco. She took care of Birdie. And Nikki was like, it's hard, but it's worth it, because basically this was Nikki's practice to see if she wanted to be a mom. And Nikki did it really well. And to the point that, you know, hey, I'm going to go work out. So she hires a babysitter, which they called a nanny. It was actually a babysitter for a couple hours so she can, you know, go to the gym and go get her nails done and go run some errands and take care of some business. And when she tells Bree this, Bree was like a little mixed on it. And then it's like, you look at Bree and the more Bree thinks about it, she's like, damn, I want to do that now.
And here's the thing, like, they're talking about how, like, you know, it's you know, you want to be a superwoman, do everything. And it's like, but you have to have time for yourself. I was like, yeah. This is why you hire a nanny or a babysitter. This is why you have family. That's the family's role, to help out, to support you. I know from experience, I go and support. And that's how you do it. It's a team effort. Having a kid's a team effort. It takes more than two.
Yeah, and she brought that up that, you know, in the past, you know, women had their mothers and their mothers-in-laws and sisters and family to help take care of basically the kids. And so with them moving to San Diego, I imagine Bree's probably going to get a little bit more help with Birdie. JJ was jealous because, you know, he was getting no love. He and Lauren were having to do it, quote unquote, all on their own. But yeah, basically Bree and Brian talk about it. Brian's like, I don't see why you shouldn't get a nanny. Just someone to help you out so you can do everything. So you're not burning the candle at both ends.
Right, because they need time for themselves and stuff like that, which is smart.
Yeah, so Brian's on board, so
first time for everything. Brian's on board on something that costs money.
Right? Well, I, you know, it's beneficial to him too, because he essentially gets his wife back.
Yes, and as we learn, Bree can count on her hands how many times they've had, you know, sex since Birdie showed up.
And yeah, so that's not good.
No.
So as we're going through the house, we see memories of Bree and Brian, you know, from their engagement to them getting married to Birdie coming home. So again, that emotional kick to the feels that none of us asked for, but we get anyway. So there's that. We see them packing, all that good, fun, happy stuff. We also see the sister together and they're talking. And the press release about the breakup is supposed to come out. And this is where I think there's at least a little confusion on my part about it, because I originally thought this was some of the new footage, but it may not be.
No, it's the first footage. It's first from February.
So it's like they had a press release and they held it back.
That's the way it seems. Like, there were reports that where he talked on the Today Show about they're having issues and coming together and stuff like that, but there was never officially, like we saw in April, where they're broken up.
Yeah. So there's just speculation.
Yeah.
So we see that Nikki's stressing about going and doing a signing for Birdie B. because, you know, she doesn't want people to know about the breakup, but they're going to find out, and everything goes well. That's hunky-dory happy. We see skateboarding with a dynamic dude, Big Johnny.
Okay, I love that they had him doing skateboarding stuff at the cold open of this show. It's like, and they didn't even, like, the twins didn't even get the name right. It's the dynamic dude, John Laurinaitis, Ace.
Johnny, I really liked how Mama Bella was like, if they get hurt, I'm suing you.
If Nikki gets hurt, you just sue him. If she falls and hurts her head, you sue him. Like, good on you. She was being the protective mom, like, once Nikki fell, it's like, no more skateboards. Going inside, no more skateboards. No more skateboards. None whatsoever. Simple as that.
Yeah, so, there's that.
Dynamic dude in the house, Johnny Ace. Hey.
Yeah, just going back to Nikki and Bree and Brittany real quick. Nikki does not like the 3:30 wake up call. Girl, nobody does.
Nobody does.
So, all right, that's pretty much the background portion of this episode. There wasn't really a lot to happen. Like, there was stuff.
One other thing. Brian was playing with the baby mold that Bree had made.
She's like, did I really get that big? And he's like, we're not going to talk about that. Smart man.
So now we get to the meat and potatoes.
Yeah. So all of this was fine. All of this was good. It was heartwarming. Bree realizes she can't do it all, and a nanny would be good. That's the moral of pretty much all that. And do not break your neck on a skateboard.
Break your neck. Anyway.
So we've been dealing with the John-Nikki drama, and it's kind of come up, and basically we've seen a change in Nikki Bella where she's becoming more confident, she's grown into herself, and she's very reflective on the relationship in a positive way, but she's also very confident about moving on, and it's kind of an interesting, when you see her talk about it in this episode, it kind of makes you wonder for a second. Not that I'm accusing her of anything, because I wouldn't, but it's just, So basically the way this all goes down is towards the end of the episode, John has invited Nikki to dinner, and this is after Nikki has seen John give an interview on the Today Show where he says that he loves her and he wants to marry her and he wants to be with her. And this is in this time of crisis where, you know, she's not sure what they are. They've broken up, but apparently the press release has not hit the fan. There's just speculation. And so the interview that she sees is not the one where he says he wants to have kids with her, but one that was given back before or around WrestleMania.
Back in February.
Yeah, just to paraphrase all that. So we cut to John and Nikki, or I should say we cut to Bree and Nikki talking about the date and basically what is she going to wear and how is she going to walk in and what is this? What is this dinner? And basically Nikki's looking at it as they're done. They're over. She wants closure.
Pretty much.
She's gone.
By the way, Bree's over the top entrance is tremendous.
That was hilarious. She's like, oh, you should totally walk in like this. And Nikki's like, no. And then she does one and she's like, yeah, see, stunned silent. That's what I'm doing. So we go to the restaurant where John is waiting for her. We see Nikki walk in. She's decked out in a beautiful dress. She's got her fur coat. She saunters up to the restaurant. She drops his name. They take her to the table. And of course, he's in this beautiful room. It's at sunset. They're by themselves. There's kind of sort of a hi, how you doing? A little bit of an awkward hug. He says he misses her. She responds. And this is where it starts to get a little weird. So John asks, what can they do to make this not feel weird? Nikki's like, alcohol?
Besides that.
She's like, I don't think there's anything.
And he picked she was wondering why here, why this restaurant? Because he wants to talk and have a serious moment. It's like, why can't we do somewhere else? It's like, well, there's 12 floors for you to run down if you wanted to leave. I knew it could take a while for you to get down there. He'd catch up to her.
Yeah.
If she decided to bolt out of there.
I'm pretty sure there's an elevator, but
you know.
So basically, Nikki says that she's been prepping herself for this moment. You know that basically that her life, that this is all over.
That's how much she's been preparing for. It's like, all right, we're over, right?
Yeah, she just wants to know what they're going to be.
Hold on, here's some wine.
Right, right. As they're getting into it, bless the wine guy, steward, whatever you want to call him, sommelier, I guess. Walks up. He's like, oh, here's a bottle of, you know, Opus 1. Great. Put it down on the table. Leave. No. He has to open the bottle of wine. And of course, I hate that they make servers do this, by the way. That is the most awkward way to have to open a bottle of wine, which is you have to hold it in midair and you have to uncork it. Which, number one, why the hell don't you have an electric, corkscrew? Number two, let them put it down on the damn table. It would make it so much easier. Anyway, moving on. Dude awkwardly uncorks the bottle of wine. He pours out. And he's like, oh, what are you guys celebrating? And Nikki's like, oh, we're totally celebrating us. Not really. And she's drinking champagne and he's drinking red wine. Although she gets poured a glass.
Yeah.
So.
They continue to talk. But wait.
The sun is setting.
Did you guys see the sunset over here? Would you like to go out and go and take a look over here at the sunset? And they're like, sure. So they all have to awkwardly get up, go look at the sunset. So much awkwardness. So much.
And I'm just going to say that this is kind of where a bad taste started to form in my mouth about this entire interaction. Because Cena starts talking about hope. And how Nikki gave him hope. And he cites how she moved in with him. And how, you know, basically he's feeling a little let on because she has, quote unquote, listened to her feelings. And Nikki says that basically, well, this is what she's realized that she wants. And he's like, well, that's fine. And you should absolutely have what you want, but you've said nothing to me about it. This is the first I've heard any of it.
Right.
In, you know, probably a while, probably 5 years that they've been together. He's like, you've never voiced this to me until we're going to get married. And then all of a sudden this comes up out of nowhere. And he's pretty much questioning her motives and questioning her logic for calling off the wedding, for breaking up, for not wanting to be with him. And there's a little subtle, it feels like manipulation going on here with him that I didn't really care for.
Mm-hmm.
But she kind of gets him back. Because John, you know, basically is like, lays it out on the table. He wants to know how she feels. Is this something that she wants to be a mother and that's it? Or are there deeper underlying issues? And she's like, well, I just want to make you happy. You know, that's how I'm made. And he's like, well, then you need to make yourself different. He's like, tell me how you feel. Like, this is basically it. This is it.
Put your cards on the table.
Yeah. No more bluffing. No more. This is call. Lay down your cards. Let's hash this out like adults because we need to figure out here and now what we're going to do.
Yeah.
If we're going to go our separate ways or if we're not. And he's being honest with her. He's being completely honest and giving her every opportunity to vent her feelings to him, for her to tell him how she's, you know, what's going through her brain. And she tries to do that, and he shuts her down a little bit, which I didn't like, where he's like, okay, you just said like 10 things at once. Because she cites not being a mom, she cites living in Tampa all the time, she cites being alone all the time, I think. And then she starts listing off reasons, and he's like, okay, no, that's too much.
It's like, go one at a time. Let's boil this down. Like, what is the big problem? Like, you know, the Tampa thing he's never heard before. Like, which is understandable. It's like, you know, where do you want to live? Like, she moved in with him. It's like, that's what you guys agreed on. So it's like, are you balking at wanting to live in Tampa? It seems like she was balking on wanting to do that.
Well, it's like are we going to live in Tampa full time? You know, that's kind of a BS reason to me, I shouldn't even say a BS reason, that's a BS excuse. Like, that's I need something where, and it's like, your argument is not going to stand on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you can live wherever you want to live. I mean, clearly you guys have two houses, if not more, you know, one on each coast, and he's probably got a place up in Massachusetts somewhere. So, you know, the fact that they're going to live in one place the whole time, that doesn't hold water to me.
And then they get frank about kids. He asks, does it have to do with being a mom? And she feels like marriage is what, being married and having kids is what keeps marriage going. Cena brings up that they could ruin them. She's like, kids can keep things exciting. And basically, Cena inferred from what she was saying that, what, you'll get bored of me, you've gotten bored out of me, with me. And it's like, he really wants to know, because somewhere along the line, he feels it. Has she fallen out of love?
And he calls her out on it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, you don't feel the same that you did.
Like, there's something more than this. Like, there's
the kids is the blanket excuse. It's the easy excuse, but there's something more going on here that I don't even think she necessarily knows what it is.
No, she doesn't. That's what we're learning. She doesn't know what it is. She doesn't have a grasp on what it is. And that, to me, is what the underlying issue is. Down the road, where she's finding herself based on the breakup stuff that's come out since. It's like, that's the underlying issue. There's more to the story beyond kids.
Yeah, because he makes the point of, okay, so hypothetically, say we have kids together. What happens if you realize that kids was not the problem and you wake up and one day and you resent me? You know, that the kids are not going to fix this relationship. Like, he knows there's problems. He knows there's something bigger than this. And he's trying to get it out of her. And she doesn't want to say it. Because I think she's trying to, basically this is a high stakes game between the two of them, where she doesn't want to say something that he can hold against her later. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but it's in a conversation like this where you're being really frank and really open and really honest, it's somebody can take your words and they can twist your words. And so she's trying to do what she can to not say something that she will regret saying later.
Right.
And that he can bring up and say, well, but you said this. Because that's what he did through this whole conversation, is he kept bringing up what she kept saying, and he kind of kept twisting it. And it's like this, and I just really didn't like that about this conversation, and maybe that's just how he is, I don't know. But it was like they were both trying to play each other in this. You could tell.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt.
And it's, okay, you guys are essentially arm wrestling at this point. John's trying to get something out of Nikki. Nikki's trying to get something out of John. The question is, on both sides, what? And Nikki just comes out and says that it's nothing, that, you know, she just wants to be a mom. She just wants them to be a family. You know, she doesn't want to be a mom without John. You know, she wants them to teach their, essentially, she says, him when she's referring to the baby. So it's like she wants them to teach their son how to do things. And John's like, you want it to be a boy? And she's like, it could be a girl. You know, whatever. She wants them to teach their kids how to do things together. Like, the experience with Birdie taught her, hey, I can be a mom. I can take care of a baby. It's okay. And when I can't handle it, I can get help.
Yeah.
And I'll be all right. That's what having Birdie taught her. So she's walking into this knowing, I can take care of a baby. I'm okay. I may not always get it right, but I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have my family behind me, I'll have support, I'll have help. And so they kind of come to this stalemate with this. And John says, I can't have you out of my life. I want to marry you. And the way that he phrased it, I just really didn't like, which was, marriage is about sacrifice, relationship is about sacrifice, so I'm going to make the sacrifice for you and give you children. And this is the moment where I feel like we were lied to for 5 years. Because Nikki Bella brings up the fact that John Cena has had a little alteration done. Where he had a little snip snip done. And it went from him not being able to, or that he wouldn't have children with her for 5 years, to he can't have children with her for 5 years. It's like, wait, what? I have so many questions now. First and foremost, when did you get this done? How long has he been like this? Seriously, I want to know. And secondly, I mean, I don't mean to criticize them, but I kind of, it's like we've pitied Nikki for 5 years, right? Because she's with this guy and he doesn't want to have children, and he won't. That's the way it was always phrased in this show. John Cena will not have children with Nikki Bella or anybody else. Will not do it. It went from will not, won't, to cannot.
Yeah.
Like that.
Just like that.
And it's like, wait a minute. So you're telling me you've been with this dude for 5 years. You've known for 5 years that he cannot have children, that he has surgically altered that part of his body so that he cannot get anybody pregnant. You've known this, and you've harped on him for 5 years about having children.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little upset. I'm still a little upset, and I have no right to be upset. I have no right to judge, because it's their personal life, and it's their whatever. But I just, after 5 years of being emotionally invested in this show, it's like, how dare you? What? No! Like, we've pitied her. We felt bad for her. And she's, but now it's like, but, so wait, you've stayed with him, you've harped on him, your sister's harped on him, knowing he can't have kids. Knowing that. But you did it anyway!
And the thing is, she awkwardly brought it up, too. Like, you had the thing.
And this is where John goes, he is willing to get it reversed. He is willing to have surgery to give her a child. Basically, John wants Nicole, so if Nicole wants a baby and that's how he's gonna get her, then that's what John's gonna do. He's gonna put a baby in it.
Boom chicka wow.
I'm sorry, that's like, so wait, you just bartered her hand in marriage for a child? Is that just what happened?
Yep.
Because that's solid.
That is, yeah, that, yeah. That's not a good base for a relationship. That sparks issues. That tells you things are not... You're bartering for a kid. You go back 10 minutes, like, about relationship with kids. How they, you know, they help relationships or they can hurt them. It's like, you're sitting here bartering for a kid. You want to get laid by Nikki Bella, so I'll give you the kid. I just,
This whole thing was just like this, and we have no right to judge.
No.
But it's just like, this is not a solid foundation for anything. Like, everything in my brain just went, danger Will Robinson, red alert. Because it's like, Nikki's like, well, I guess I'm leaving as a fiancé now. And she gets up and she runs into his lap and they're back together, in quotations. Because he's agreed to put a baby in it.
And then she brings up how there's all these positions they can try, whether they want to have a boy or a girl. And he says he promised he won't hold this over her head. BS.
Because it's his quote-unquote choice that he's been sort of not forced into, but forced into.
I'm calling a flat-out BS.
I just, you know, I know it was meant to be this big grand gesture, and I know it was supposed to be this big breakthrough moment for them. Where it's like, oh my god, John Cena is going to have a baby with Nikki Bella. She's going to get everything she wants. But the way this came across was, this was just a battle of wills of two people trying to get something out of the other. And one caved and one won. John Cena caved to get Nikki Bella because she wasn't going to come back to him unless she got what she wanted from him. And she got it. Mm-hmm. And the second she got it, everything was kosher again. Because, I mean, it was to the point that when she and Brie were at the house getting ready for the dinner, they were joking about how, you know, it's like, well, what are you going to let John back in the house if, you know, things go well tonight? And she's like, well, it's his house. So, you know, worst case, I have to be out in 30 days.
I found that fitting. Like, oh, there's that answer we've been wondering. How long she had to get out.
It's like, oh, okay. All right. That's awkward. So yeah, I mean, just the whole thing just did not leave a good feeling, a good taste in my mouth. It's just like, I don't like where this is going because, again, you literally just bartered for a child.
Pretty much.
And notice that he didn't say he would raise the child.
No, just give you the child.
Just give you the child. So you'll marry me. You want a baby, so I will marry you. So we'll get married, and then I'll put a baby in you, and then you can do whatever you want with the baby, and then I'm going to go off, and I'm going to continue doing whatever I'm doing.
Yeah, because she's still going to be alone, but she'll have the kid. She'll have the nanny, so she can live her life. He'll live his life. They'll see each other every few weeks. He'll say hi to the kid. He'll, you know, he won't change the diaper. He'll just pat him, the kid, on the head. And, yeah, there was nothing in that conversation that said, I want to be the father of your child.
Yeah, nothing.
It's just,
absolutely
nothing. I will give you the baby.
That's exactly how it was phrased.
I will give you my seed, and you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was just like...
And that's where you feel bad for her, because, like, you sure you can handle that one? Like, her talking about having a child was very touching.
Yes. Yes, not taking that away from her at all. And she was wonderful with Birdie. She did a great job.
Oh, she looked fantastic doing it.
It's very natural to her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she said that she had a good time. And granted, Birdie is a very good baby. I'm sure she had her moments while she was with Nikki, but overall, Birdie is a very good baby. She's got a really, really sweet temperament to her. So she's not like some babies that just like scream and holler and cry and everything all the time. So she's a really sweet baby, you know, and I'm sure any children Nikki would have would be the same. But it's just, it's like, you would hope anyway. But it's just like the whole thing of, I will give you a child. I just couldn't get over that. I was just like, what?
Yeah, I will give you a child.
I'm going to make the grand sacrifice of giving you a child. What? That's like, I don't want the child. I want nothing to do with the child, but I'm going to give it to you so I can be married to you. That like struck me as just so wrong on so many levels because I was like, no, that's not how this should work.
Right.
It almost reminded me of like an arranged marriage kind of thing where it's like, okay, all right, you know, where they're supposed to marry each other or they've been ordered to marry each other and they're working out what they're going to do ahead of time so that way, you know, it's not so bad when they get married. Like, that's what it made it feel like. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I'm not sure at that point if it's like, you know, he really does love her, which I'm sure he does, or he's just trying to save face. Because mind you, we're before WrestleMania.
Yeah, we're in February.
So, all of this came out after WrestleMania that they had broken up, but he's, I think, trying at this point to save face before WrestleMania. And so they put it back on temporarily until, you know, it all implodes again, which we see in the teaser is that there's larger underlying issues. And we see Nikki considering calling it off again, which is when it all hit the fan. And that's all the new footage that was shot.
Yeah, and you can see some of it in the teaser for the coming five episodes.
But yeah, I keep saying this, but it's like, we have no right to judge, just disclaiming it, but it's just, this just left such a bad taste in my mouth, especially considering that this was such a cute, heartwarming episode where Brie kind of made another discovery and Nikki did well with Birdie, and we had lots of really happy family moments, and then you just have this at the end and you're like, ugh, really?
Right.
It's like, girl, no, run. Run as far as you can. Because he almost made it seem like, you know, okay, I'm going to give you the baby, and then that's the only concession I'm ever going to give you.
That's exactly what it was.
And then from here on in, you do whatever I want. Like, that's what it felt like.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so we'll see where this goes next week. But yeah, that was the real meat and potatoes of the episode, was that dinner and what came out in that dinner. And again, I have so many questions from that dinner, none of which will ever get answered. But yeah.
So, I don't want to end on a serious note. I want to end on a goofy, fun note.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. So, this was not on the television show, but this was appeared on E's YouTube channel. It's called Goat Yoga. So, next week, we're getting Goat Yoga, based on that clip we saw.
Goat Yoga. Goat Yoga with Brian,
who is also a goat. I hope next week's more light and fluffy and stuff like that, because this was... It was for the most part, but then it got really serious at the end.
I think it will be. They're because the John and Nikki stuff is so heavy and they're having so many complications and so many problems that it's like they're being very thoughtful in how they've paced this season out, where it's like you'll get really heavy episodes and then you'll get some that are more light and fun and the drama isn't as present.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll kind of get another where it's like really, really heavy.
Yeah.
And then you go to light and fun. And they're purposefully keeping, I think, a lot of the drama out of the family this season, where they're concentrating on just John and Nikki. And there isn't as much tension between the siblings and the mother as there has been in the past.
Right.
Like, everything on that side of things is copacetic, and it's the balance to John and Nikki, because if we had drama with the family and with John and Nikki, it would just be like, oh, this is too much. So they're using the family as a way to sort of escape and have those more warm moments, while John and Nikki are the core of the drama this season. Because also, I think that's what everybody's interested in, is the John and Nikki stuff, because everybody wants to know what happened. Because we're all a bunch of nosy jerks like that. But yeah, hopefully next week should be fun. It looks like it should be fun. If nothing else, goat yoga. I can sit here and talk for 10 minutes about goat yoga. That should be fun.
I can't wait.
So I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Apparently there's a new Google podcast app. Get it. Search Rack Radio Show for the Android phone. Go get it. Subscribe, like, share, all that fun stuff. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. Follow and subscribe at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. And you can check out my artwork, behance.net/Lynn's Ward. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Bellas edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 6. Till then, bye!